That is Camp at 94.9 The River, 810 with Ken and Deb and Eric Garcia, maestro of the Boise Philharmonic, in studio with us. It seems like it's been a while since we've talked to you. Has something been going on that we've missed out on?
I have no
idea what you're talking about. But I think it was February.
Something
it
like
might
that.
Have been. Yeah. So here's the deal. Eric's people, you know, because he's the big boss, told me... He's laughing that when he's here.
It just said maestro when I saw
him. I know. Well, that's who he is.
Didn't say big boss.
Look at him taking a picture of him.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to take a picture of his socks.
Why? What, oh, what kind of socks do you
yeah,
have?
Yeah, I didn't really.
Well, yeah. These are cute.
Are they like, okay, well, because I'm a dog lover.
You always have different socks.
So
I remember
this
that.
This is one of many, many
from way
pairs
back
of,
when we talked to you, you know, early beginning
of
the
70s. Yes.
That was,
yes.
That was my direction. Get a photo of his socks.
Okay.
That's
if you want to see
want,
the Philharmonic
Eric.
Performing, yes. There okay. is a yes. way to do that.
Yes. Yeah, so describe the way that this works, and then I'm going to tell you, because I saw the Beethoven performance online. So it was interesting. We'll talk about that.
I'm so glad you did. Yes, the Digital Stage. It's an app that you can download on your smartphone, on your computer, on your television, and it's a way to see all of our performances this season, which mm-hmm. are not going to be in person per se,
right.
But we wanted to make sure that we were able to deliver concerts this entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music is necessary this season for so many reasons,
right?
But we wanted to make sure that the Philharmonic is there for its audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way for us to get into your home, get into wherever you want to watch a concert. And because it's through this digital stage via this app, you can watch it whenever you want.
Right.
So maybe
right.
Saturday night at 7:30 doesn't work best for you
mm-hmm.
this season. But maybe Monday at 8 a.m. while you're on your elliptical does.
You can watch snippets.
Exactly. Or that too. That's
yeah.
perfect. Yeah. You can watch it, you know, 10 minutes by 10 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was actually, you say, a digital stage, but there was a real stage involved here
yes.
at the Morrison Center.
That's right.
Where it's, you know, how many musicians on the stage for each of these?
So I designed the repertoire so that... of course, we wanted to make sure that you will see and hear all of our musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So every single Philharmonic musician will be part of the season.
Just rotating through.
It is rotating through, absolutely,
okay.
from week to week. You might see, you know, repeat players, you know,
mm-hmm.
from maybe one week to the next. But over the course of these 27 performances, you will meet all of our Philharmonic musicians, which is amazing. I really do love that aspect. But yes, we are on stage at the Morrison. That's where these recordings, these productions take place. But the Morrison Center is going to look a little different
mm-hmm.
for you. It looks a little different for me, and I know that stage very, very well. And I think for me, that adds yet another component. So I think when you're seeing it for the first time, it might be a little surprising, but I think ultimately you're going to find it a completely new way, an exciting way to look at the Philharmonic.
Socially distanced Philharmonic.
So, yes, yeah. that's okay. a great point, yes.
So, I will yes. tell you, because I just recently watched the Beethoven.
Yes, Beethoven 250. That was our
yeah.
Quote-unquote opening night.
Yeah,
yes.
okay. Uh-huh. And so it opens up when you see the digital, and it looks like I'm sitting way back in the Morrison
mm-hmm.
Center, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well, okay, I actually like sitting in the back anyway. That's a good place to
mm-hmm.
see it.
Why couldn't you pay for a up close ticket? Come on, Deb.
Well, but
we didn't give her that one.
As it progressed, see, this is the great thing about a digital recorded performance is then the camera zooms right in
yes.
from a distance on the players, and you get to see a view that you do not get to see even if you were sitting in the front row.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not just the technical, I'm seeing them play, but I'm seeing their faces and I'm seeing things I don't normally get to experience when I am at the symphony.
Yes. And for me, that's one of the most important things is that, yes, you're meeting every member of the Philharmonic, which is great because they're all so unique in their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
ways. But you are seeing them up close and personal. You're seeing their faces. And, you know, I think for an audience member, you kind of look at the orchestra as this big, large group of, you know, over 70 musicians on stage. It's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can relax on your couch and look at this cellist, this violinist, this trumpet player, and you're going to see their name. You're going to find out who they are. And by the end of the season, I think the rapport between the audience and the orchestra is going to be tenfold.
It's different. I like it.
Completely different.
Yeah.
So that when we do get back in the Morrison Center in a, you know, quasi, you know, what we remember way, The relationship is going to be so much stronger and just so different in so many ways.
How have you and the musicians adapted mentally to the fact that you don't have this large audience out there appreciating every note?
You know, I have to be honest. I mean, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. It is, because we love our audiences. Our audiences are so very good to us. They're just very patient with us and mm-hmm. during this time period. And there's nothing like just being in front of a live group of musicians.
Yes, yes.
Or group of live audience members. Sorry.
Right, right.
But, you know, knowing that when you look at that camera, that they're there. Because mm-hmm. when I look at a camera, if I'm in front of a camera, I know that that audience is there. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're doing is we're getting that feeling kind of transposed from looking out to the hall and seeing an audience to looking at that camera and knowing that there's an audience there.
What was your challenge in conducting?
Well, for me right now, because of the smaller groups, my job is more just kind of curating the programming for these 27 performances of over 80 pieces of music,
mm-hmm.
About 70 composers. So that's been the largest part of being part of this undertaking, is putting together this vast amount of programming.
More than normal.
Considerably more than normal, and on a much more consistent basis. So mm-hmm. like we've said, about 3 to 4 times a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that practically every weekend you will have a new production to watch.
So what is it that people can see? I saw the Beethoven. Mm-hmm. There's something new to see now.
Yes. So this Saturday, the program includes the Trout Quintet by Schubert and Debussy's Sonata for Flute, Viola, and Harp.
Okay.
And so in Death and the Maiden was this last...
And that was on Saturday night.
That was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, when it goes live, you can watch it at any time.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't have to watch a Saturday night. You can go back and watch if you didn't catch the Beethoven.
You're going to archive a lot of performances?
So they're available for 30 days, and 30 then
days. Okay.
Some repertoire will stay on longer. Other mm-hmm. repertoire might not be there. It depends.
So okay. Can you decide on a subscription? Can you do one? Can you do what kind of menu is available there?
So many options. And what I would always do is recommend that people go to boisefield.org, where everything is laid out so very clearly in terms mm-hmm. of what their options are. But of course, you know, we would love to see people come in at a monthly subscription starting at $29.99.
Which really helps.
Or you can get a yearly.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay. Right. But very if you good. Just want to try it out for a month and see what you think, I guarantee you'll love it.
Boisefield.org. You will love it. It's a different way to experience
it's
it.
It's a different
really
way to look at the
it.
Philharmonic.
I miss your talks.
Oh, well, you know, also another special feature is we have Backstage with the Phil. So mm-hmm. it's an interview with a few musicians that are performing that week. And again, anytime we can hear more from our musicians, the better. Yeah. Love it.
So somebody just sent us a text. They want to know, is the Beethoven still available?
Yes, it is.
That one available. Is still available. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So check it out, boisefield.org. And I'm sure we're going to be seeing you again now, huh?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
good.
Been a while. It's been too long, and so we'll make this a regular thing.
Okay, new socks next time, though.
That's right.
Okay,
I'll do better.
What do you want to do tonight?
What do you mean? Sit at home, stare at each other, you know, like every night.